The next patient is David O'Brien. The last name is O, apostrophe, B like in boy, R like in Roger, I like in India, E like in Echo, N like in November. David O'Brien. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. This patient has as comorbidities hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. The latest laboratory workup that was on June the 6th, 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 1.5, a BUN of 22, and the estimated GFR is 45. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The patient has an albumin of 4.3, and the liver function tests are within normal limits. The excretion of protein is negligible, less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Number two, the patient has a history of prostate cancer. He is under surveillance with Dr. Onishi. In other words, apparently the biopsy has been positive. However, the size of the prostate has not changed, and for that reason, intervention hasn't been done, period. Number three, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This blood pressure has been under control. The blood pressure today is 107 over 67. The patient is encouraged to continue with the same approach. Following over hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of atorvastatin 40 milligrams on daily basis. Following over coronary artery disease, the patient has a history of PCI that was done in 2019. He has a permanent pacemaker that is checked frequently. The cardiologist is Dr. Wynn. Following over, the patient has hypomagnesemia, taking magnesium supplements. Following number, the patient has memory impairment. The most likely diagnosis is Alzheimer's type of disease. This is a pastor that was a professor of theology at the university level, period. Following number, angina pectoris. Following number, DVT on Xarelto. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, insomnia. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes of the time in the interpretation of the lab and the imaging, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 5 minutes in the documentation.